Good morning. Our next guest, one of the hardest working women in Hollywood. She has a career that spanned over 30 years of being smart, talented, sexy. You remember her from Independence Day, Set It Off, Booty Call, if you're into Empire. She's become well known for her role, Candace Mason. I just like calling her Miss Vivica. What's going on, Vivica? How you doing?
Hey, I am doing blessed, to be very honest with you. As you said, I've been doing this for a while, and I'm just so excited that I'm having a chance to sit down and talk with you guys today about the premiere of my new podcast show, Hustlin' with Vivica A. Fox, produced by Stage 29 Productions and Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you've been hustling for some time, Vivica, and you've been a very strong woman in Hollywood, getting it done. I found out reading about you that we have something in common. We're both Indiana Hoosiers. By the way,
where'd you grow up at?
You know where Lafayette, Indiana is, where the Boilermakers play?
I
didn't grow up there, but I was born there. I really grew up in Florida, but I still have a lot of family there. I still do some balling up in Indiana. You know, it's all about that basketball. Did you ever do any balling?
We were the 1982 Girls City Champions. The basketball team was,
I figured as much.
I played basketball, volleyball, track, and I was a cheerleader. So I could shoot a jump shot and then do a flip for you and then the splits. Bam.
So Vivica, talented from just coming out of the womb. Let's talk about your podcast, because I'm excited to listen to this thing. It says, according to my notes here, that you're going to help people with their relationships, their career, their style, even talk a little sex and self-esteem. So let's just start with the good stuff. What is the relationship status right now for the lovely Miss Vivica Fox?
Unfortunately, I'm very happily single right now, but I'm taking applications, honey.
Oh, you are? You need somebody to quarantine cuddle with you? You know, you into middle-aged white guys? You know, I'm a handsome fella.
What'd you say? Okay, let me break out my pen and fill out my application right now.
Yeah.
So we just got to get through this pandemic, honey, and then I'm going to get back to taking them applications for sure.
So you've stated, I've read also, that one thing that you regret is that you haven't had any children, but you have had some relationships. So what are some of the things relationship-wise that you're going to maybe open up about? Just a tease, obviously. You don't want to tell everybody everything you're going to talk about on the show. But when it comes to relationships, you've had a couple in your life, right?
Yeah, I've been married before. And then, of course, I dated 50 Cent back in the day. And you'll learn a little bit of those behind-the-scenes things that I learned through trial and error, like you said, the do's and the don'ts when it comes to relationships. And then I just want to let you know, I did not become a mother, but trust me, I have six beautiful godchildren, one who I just celebrated her third birthday yesterday, and I'm like a mommy. They're very expensive.
Yeah, I saw the picture that you put up on Instagram. By the way, if you want to follow the lovely Vivica Fox on the gram, it is at MSVFox. Also, she's tweeting a lot on Twitter, and I must say, Vivica, you have aged very well. Are you going to give any of your secrets out on your podcast of how you stay so youthful and beautiful? My goodness.
Well, thank you so much. I do my best to keep it tight and right, baby. I sure do. You're right. I share my beauty secrets on diet, health, fashion, fitness. That's the beautiful thing about the podcast, is that I'm going to have an opportunity for my fans to get to know me uncensored and unfiltered. And besides, like, those wonderful things you mentioned, I'm also going to have some fun celebrity guests on there. My first guest today is my business partner and BFF, Lita Richardson, who's helped me build my career. So you're going to get to know some behind the scenes on how we've been able to maintain and gracefully go to so many wonderful different chapters. I'm a producer, an actress, philanthropist, all-around homegirl. So you're going to get to know Vivica behind the scenes. I've also got great interviews coming up with Tommy Davidson, who I did Booty Call with, Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera, Kim Whitley, who I worked with. Today, I'm very proud, a little bit later, I get to interview Mary Wilson of the legend of the Supremes. I'm just so excited. And soon I'm going to be interviewing some of my girls from the WNBA LA Sparks, because I've been a sponsor of of the WNBA and the Sparks for the last five seasons.
We're talking with Vivica A. Fox. You can check out her new podcast. It's called Hustlin'. Make sure you also check her out on Empire and follow her on Instagram. How about talking your career? The 30-year career of being an award-winning actress over this span, what role are you most proud of all the roles that you've played? Is there one where you say, you know what, I killed it in that one?
Well, can I give you my top five? I've been in like over 70 films.
Okay.
So,
break it down.
I'll give you my top five. I'll break it down for you. Absolutely, Independence Day with Will Smith was a breakout film for me. Made close to $1 billion over 20 years ago. Kill Bill, Kick-Ass Training, 6 months, Baby. Who working with Quentin Tarantino, Uma Thurman, the late great David Carradine, Lucy Liu, Daryl Hannah was amazing experience. Set It Off, directed by F. Gary Gray, co-starring Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Kimberly Elise. My gosh, cult classic. Two Can Play That Game, my first starring film, where when I got out of the limousine that night, it said starring Vivica A. Fox. Also has become a cult classic with Morris Chestnut, Monique, Gabrielle Union, I mean, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Anthony Anderson, Tamala Jones. I mean, just an amazing cast. And another classic that everyone enjoys every Thanksgiving, Soul Food with Nia Long and Vanessa Williams.
Man, those are some great movies and some movies while you're quarantining. If you want to see the lovely Miss Vivica Fox, you could probably speak into your remote nowadays and be able to watch these movies. One you didn't mention, which I thought was a very good role for you, the first black woman to play the U.S. president in a movie, that sci-fi flick, I think a few years ago, called Crossbreed. Are you passionate at all about politics? Was that interesting?
Ooh,
to play the president, female black president? That had to be quite an honor.
Yes, I was so glad when I was blessed to do that role that the director, Brandon, he was like, I want, because at the time when we filmed the movie, we filmed it in Buffalo, Hillary Clinton, we were thinking that she was going to be the first female president of the United States, and look what we got. But, oh well, that's another whole conversation. But we're going to work on changing that too. So he was on the cutting edge. He was like, I want a female president, and I want her to be African-American, and I want her to be Vivica Fox. I didn't have to audition, and so that was an amazing experience, but I'm very, very passionate about politics. I've been campaigning with Joe Biden. I really feel like I was as he told me, I gave him a shot in the arm when I went down and campaigned with Mr. Vice President Biden in South Carolina. And from South Carolina, things have totally turned around, and now he is our Democratic candidate for President of the United States, and who I feel will take us into a new chapter to get this country back on track where we need to be.
What are some of the policies that you're real passionate about? Like when you think of things that if you were the president, first female black president, what would be some of the things that you would with your administration would tackle first?
Well, first of all, I want equal pay for men and for women, because we found out recently that women make much less doing the same job. So first of all, equal pay. But look at me, we're going to take care of that payday first, and then we're going to get back, take care of the CDC and make sure that we have people in place so that we don't have experiences like we're going through today where basically our lives were put to a grinding halt. To make sure that, like what Obama did, getting Obamacare, health care, making sure our kids have good schools, because I care about Generation Next. Those would be definitely things on the top of my list if I was to be president or, you know, be put the head chick in charge.
All right. Well, just let Joe Biden know, you know, get in his ear and tell him these are the things that we got to be campaigning on. So we look forward to
Absolutely.
Seeing you out on that campaign trail with former Vice President Joe Biden. It's been a real interesting time in Hollywood, Vivica, since this Me Too movement has really come out into the mainstream. And here in the last few years, I'm curious to know if you've noticed a change maybe in the way that these suits and executives are treating you as not only a female, but a black female in Hollywood. Do you feel like there is a change in the climate since we've seen an arrest of Harvey Weinstein and we're hearing more women standing up to some of these assholes that have been treating some of you women, you know, obviously like shit?
Hey, Hey, keep it real. That's what I'm talking about. I love the way you put that. Yes, I've definitely seen a change in Hollywood in the last couple of years due to the Me Too movement. I will say that I've been very blessed that I worked with Harvey Weinstein. I did L.A. Enchanted, and he was nothing but a gentleman to me. Matter of fact, he made my role bigger. So I was surprised.
Maybe you weren't his type, Vivica. Maybe that's the thing.
Hey, well, that was on him, or he knew I would kick his ass.
Yeah, that's okay. Probably the truth. That's probably the truth. There you go.
Well, but I was affected by the Me Too movement just due to the fact that a talk show that I had, Face the Truth, it was produced, what was the executive name? His name is slipping my tongue. He was at CBS, and they outed him, and our show was produced through him. Oh, it's slipping my tongue. But anyway, I was affected by that, but also in a positive way, because I got a chance to work with Dr. Phil and Stage 29 Productions, which has now led me to my podcast. But has Hollywood changed in the last 2 years that this has been going on? Absolutely. You're seeing more women in power. You're seeing women get more equal pay and getting their just due, finally. And the casting couch is finally disappearing.
That's good to hear. Our guest, Vivica A. Fox, make sure you download her brand new podcast. It's called Hustlin'. Before we let you go, we just have one question we like to ask all of our guests. I like to collect old school vinyl records. I've got old Beatle records, Wu-Tang records, AC/DC records, Snoop records. We talked to Tom Hanks. We found out he likes to collect typewriters. We talked to Alan Alda. He likes to collect umbrellas. Is there anything that Vivica A. Fox likes to collect around the house?
Yes. Darling, my shoe game is vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Nice.
So I got me some classic shoes that I can pull out from all of the top designers, honey. My shoe game, I'm a shoe ho, okay?
Nice. Well, be on the lookout for my application, Vivica. It's going to be coming in. I'm going to try to maybe quarantine cuddle with you before this is all wrapped up. Since you are taking applications, I'll submit mine. We'll see if it sneaks through. But thank you so much for your time.
Right. Well, let me tell you this in closing. I don't discriminate, baby.
Hey, what's up? Enjoy the day. Be safe. And I'm going to be listening to your podcast, Hustlin', with the lovely and talented Vivica A. Fox. Thank you again for your time.
You're welcome. Everyone, stay safe out there.